Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 198. And today, we're in Psalm 130 and verse 3. It reads, "If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand?" Lord. Mentions Lord twice here. The first time, Yahweh. Second time, Adonai. We see this repeated throughout the psalm. He's talking to the Lord and reflecting on the significance of sins. Sin has been part of this chap's life, and dare say it's been part of yours and mine. It seems that perhaps the great distress he's in is because of sin. We talked about this a bit yesterday from verse 2. There's some guilt, perhaps, in his heart. It's interesting that after the initial cries for mercy, now the psalmist refers to sin. It seems that his suffering is caused by his sin. Perhaps some of other people's sins too, and perhaps that's not the only suffering, but there does seem to be a connection. This psalm is one of what are called the penitential psalms, which we talked about in the overview of the psalm. We cause practical and physical suffering to ourselves and to those around us by our own sin. Perhaps a good example of that is Joshua chapter 7, Achan. Achan's sin is exposed, and he says in verse 20, "It's true, I have sinned against the Lord, Yahweh, the God of Israel. This is what I have done when I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver, bar of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them, took them. They're hidden in the ground inside my tent. The silver is underneath." And Joshua takes all that silver, the robe, the gold, takes Achan, takes his sons, daughters, his animals, his tent, everything to the valley of Achor. "Why have you brought this trouble on us?" he says. "The Lord will bring trouble on you." And all Israel stoned him. They stoned the rest. They burned them. And they heaped up a large pile of rocks. And the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Our sin causes us and others great suffering. We cause great spiritual suffering to ourselves by our own, by our sin. Romans 6, 20-21. "When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death." We may remember more clearly the consequence of our sins before we became Christians than we realize how significant our sins might be now. Now, we don't have to be overwhelmed by our sin now or living in a permanent state of guilt or anything like that. That's not God's purpose or desire for us. But it is important, even as a person of faith, to take our own sin seriously. It is damaging. Who could stand, the psalmist says. We can't stand in his presence in fellowship or make it through judgment without his mercy. The good news, however, is that Jesus can. Romans 6, 22. "Now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but," and I think the word "but" there is a bigger word than any of the other words in that sentence, "the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." What about that hymn? Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. We are safe and secure with Jesus. Because he stands there, we can stand before God in confidence and walk into God's presence anytime, any day, to find the grace we need. Bring your sin to him today and bring your gratitude for his mercy. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.